The violence in Libya has sent more than 100,000 people fleeing east to Egypt. Nearly 5,000 of them are now stranded on the Egyptian side of the border. Ben Gilbert met some of them and filed this report.
3 days ago, Nigerian migrant Jessica Jones finally had enough. She'd been living in Benghazi, but that became too dangerous. She says Libyan rebels accused dark-skinned African migrant workers like her of being mercenaries for leader Muammar Gaddafi. Jones says the Libya boys, as she calls the rebels, searched house to house. Jones made the trek to the Egyptian border because she feared for her life.
The situation in Benghazi is very critical because those Libya boys, they are going to people's houses, attacking our blacks, especially Nigerians and Ghana, raping our girls, stealing their money, beating them up. So we just run away from them. And most of our boys, they catch them, lock them up in Benghazi, kidnap them. So we haven't heard from them now. So we don't know how the situation is there over there.
Jones had been working as a housekeeper at Benghazi. Her brother, an electrician named Terry David, also worked there. He confirms that the rebels attacked him and other African migrants.
Sometimes they hit us with anything they have in their hand. Sometimes they can point a gun on you and threaten to kill you. Sometimes they will blow some people's brain. So we can't stand that. We have to run away from the country.
David pulls out his cell phone and shows a video of what he says are Africans killed by rebels in eastern Libya.
Somebody are accusing them. Why did they kill these people? Haram, why did they kill these people?
David says some people in the background of the tape are asking why the rebels killed the Africans. Other voices off camera answer that the victims were mercenaries for Gaddafi. David and Jones are just a few of the thousands of Nigerians, Ghanaians, Bangladeshis, and Chadians trapped here. Most of the men sleep outside among piles of trash, with only blankets as protection against the cold wind. A lucky few have strung up plastic tarps provided by international aid workers. The 100 or so women and children sleep on the dirty floor of the Egyptian immigration building. A few Bangladeshi workers are making do in a building next door. A Bangladeshi pipe fitter, Noor Mohammed, fled Libya 12 days ago. He and his fellow refugees are frustrated at the response by the Egyptian authorities to their plight.
There are no help. It's a good place for sleep, for toilet, for shower. No help, everything for us. We are already sick.
Mohammed says his employer in Libya still owes him 4 months' salary. He doesn't expect to receive his pay, but at least he has his travel documents. Outside, a group of men from Chad cover themselves with blankets in the parking lot to stay warm. Mohammed Zain Zama was employed in Libya as a maintenance worker for a Jordanian company. Zama says he and his colleagues can't leave because they don't have their travel documents. The foreign companies were holding our passports, he says, and they left Libya without giving them to us. Aid workers say 95% of the refugees here have no passport or travel documents. Employers in the Middle East and North Africa routinely confiscate foreign employees' passports upon arrival. And when violence broke out, the company managers fled without returning the passports to the migrants. Others had their documents stolen by thieves. Outside, Bangladeshi men line up to get on buses to the Cairo airport 9 hours away. The International Organization for Migration has been helping to get the stranded migrants' tickets on charter flights back home. 1,000 left on Saturday, but then more arrived from Libya. For now, the situation at the border is under control, but barely. The Egyptian government's resources have been stretched. International aid workers fear that another flood of refugees could arrive here if the violence in Libya's east escalates. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.